1. God still breaks through. Your problem is not your problem. I know you think it is. Whether it is a sickness that won't go away or a son who won't come back, not enough money for your family or too much fighting with your family, the wife you never seem to find or the husband you wish you could get rid of, the person lying to you or the person lying in front of you in a hospital room clinging to life, your problem is not your problem. Your problem is also not God. I know that in your more honest moments you have wondered if it is. You have prayed, but He has not answered your prayers. Sometimes it doesn't seem as if He is paying attention to you at all. He is supposed to have compassion and power so He could help, but He isn't. But no, God is not your problem. What you need is a miracle, and what God is good at are miracles. So, what is your problem? You don't know how to position yourself to receive a miracle. That is the problem. Picture a guy who needs a mode of transportation and is given all the parts to put together a motorcycle. What's the problem? This dude has no idea how to put the pieces together to make a motorcycle. Personally, I would have no idea where to begin other than to call a mechanic. Picture a woman who needs a fancy dessert for her dinner guests. She is given all the ingredients to make an amazing chocolate souffle. What's the problem? She doesn't know how to mix the ingredients in a way that creates a souffle. Your problem is not your problem, and it is not God. God is still God and still does miracles. You just need to know how to position yourself to receive one. Needing a miracle. I was in my office when my wife Paula called and asked me to get to the hospital right away. Right away is never good, so I grabbed my car keys and headed out. It is a 45-minute drive to Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. I drove the whole way praying and confused. I knew something had happened with one of our church members, 14-year-old John Smith, but none of the details. And until hearing Paula's tone of voice, I had no idea how serious it was. Turns out John and two friends had walked out onto frozen Lake St. Louise and the ice had given way. The other two boys were able to self-rescue. They were spotted, taken to the hospital, and released. John could not crawl out. For 15 minutes he was completely submerged. He swallowed enough lake water to fill his lungs completely. When the first responders finally reached him, he was dead. They transported him to St. Joseph Hospital West, trying desperately but unable to get a pulse. John had been dead for over an hour when his mother Joyce hurried into the emergency room. The doctors had given up. Before calling the time of death, they asked Joyce if she wanted to see him one last time to say goodbye. Talk about needing a miracle.